In our previous show, we began a discussion regarding the pasuk of Hashem Elokecha Tira. And as the Gemara quoted the Braisa, Shimon HaMasani HaYadarish Kolosan Shabbatayra Kivin Shigil as Hashem Elokecha Tira Pirish. So Tysus, the Ramaskal Kivon, asks that the Gemara Masech Tegedushin Daf Lamed Amud Beis teaches us that Moira Av Ha'Aim is similar to Yerushmayim. So ask Tysus, why didn't Shimon HaMasani use the Pasuk of Hashem Elokecha Tira to teach us the Chiyuv of Yira of a parent? So Tysus answers that Shimon HaMasani did not want to add another mitzvah to say. Shimon HaMasani did not want to say that there's another mitzvah to say of Yira of Av Aim, like Yira Shemayim. And that's why he didn't feel that that was the proper way of explaining this pasuk. Tosfos in Masechet Bechoros, Davava Mal Aleph, Divrei HaMaskil Pirish, gives a different teretz. Tosfos over there says that as much as the Gemara Masechet Kedushin equates the obligation of Yira Ava'im to Yira Shemayim, it doesn't mean that there should be actually identical. That should be on the same madrega. And the raya, says the Shita Mekubetzes, is because the pasuk doesn't indeed put the obligation of these 2 years, of these two, the year of a parent and the year of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, next to each other. And it's very deliberate, because the Torah is saying that as much as there's an obligation of year of Ava'im, it should never be equated to the year of a parent, and to year of Hashem. And therefore the Torah didn't put them together. And therefore, if Shimon HaMasani could not use the pasuk of Es Hashem Elokecha, the S of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, to teach us the halacha of Yira Ava'im. The Mefarshim ask that our Gemara is very focused on the pasuk of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. What does the S come to teach us? But ask the Mefarshim, there's another pasuk. The pasuk says, V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha, which actually appears in the Torah before the pasuk of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. And why didn't Shimon HaMasani, when he got to the pasuk of V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha, also have the same problem? What does that S come to teach us? So some Rishonim say that V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha comes to teach us that one shouldn't just love Hashem, but one should even love avoidas Hashem. One should love doing mitzvahs. And therefore, and that's what we learn in the pasuk, V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha, and therefore, that pasuk did not bother Shimon HaMasani. The Rosh says a very big chiddush. The Rosh says that as much as Shimon HaMasani and Al Gemara teaches us that one cannot equate the Yira of a parent, the Yira of a Talmud Chacham, the Yira to a Talmud Chacham, to the Yira of Hashem, that's only regarding Yira. But when it comes to Hava, the Hava to Talmud Chacham, we could compare, even according to Shimon HaMasani, to the Hava of Hashem. And the Maril and the Pnei Yeshua explain this. He says, when it comes to Ahava, there's already an obligation to love every Jew, because the Torah says, V'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha. So if the Pasuk says, V'ahavta es Hashem l'kecha, so obviously it's come to teach us that there's somebody you have, that S is coming to teach us, there's somebody you have to love even more than you love every Jew. Every Jew you have to love. V'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha. V'ahavta es is come to teach us that you have to love Talmid Chachamim even more than you love every Jew. But when it comes to Yira, we can never, held Shimon HaMasani, equate the Yira of a parent, a year of a tam of a Kaddish Baruch Hu to the year of any human being, even a Talmud Chacham. Another teretz, and to take this a step further, because what does it mean when we have a Hava or Yira of a Talmud Chacham? Because the truth of the matter is, Shimon Amsani is asking a great question to Rabbi Kiva. How could you equate, says Shimon Amsani, the Hava to a Talmud Chacham, the Hava to a person, the Yira to a person, as to the Yira of a Kaddish Baruch Hu? The answer is that our Hava and Yira of Talmid Chacham, says Rabbi Kiva, is not because they could do something to us. It's because what they represent such greatness. And that's what Shimon Amsani, and that's Shimon Amsani said we could understand that by a Hava, but I can't understand that by Yira. Diyah Yom has a different approach. When it comes to fear, a person is afraid of certain things. That you don't have to tell him to be afraid. He's naturally afraid of certain things. And there are certain things that he's not afraid of. Telling him to be afraid of them won't make him afraid of them. However, but that's all by a boss of Adam. And therefore, Shimon Amsani felt there's no purpose in telling us to have Yira for Talmid Chachamim. Because either you have it or you don't have it. When it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if you don't naturally have the Yira for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you could achieve it. But a Hava, he held, one could achieve a Hava of a Talmid Chachamim even if he doesn't naturally have it. So therefore, Shimon Amsani felt, V'haftas Hashem Elokecha, I could say includes Talmid Chachamim. The Torah could tell us to love Talmid Chachamim, and even if we don't naturally love them, we could come to love them. The Torah can't explain it, can't say that by Yira. So we speak here in our Gemara about the fundamental machlokes of Rabbi Kiva and Shimon Amsani of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira L'Rabbis Talmid Chachamim. So there's a beautiful pshat from the Maor V'Shemesh in giving us perspective to this entire Gemara. The pasuk says, "Vat Yisrael, Ma Hashem Shoril Mi'imach, Ki Im Liras Hashem Lekecha." What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu ask from us? HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks from us just to fear Him. So ask the Gemara, Ota Yira Milsa Zutrasahi, Kiyim Liras Hashem Lekecha. All I ask is just fear Hashem. So ask the Gemara, is fearing Hashem such a minor accomplishment that the Torah makes it sound so simple? Answers the Gemara in L'gabim Moshe Milsa Zutrasahi. By Moshe Rabbeinu, coming to Yerushalayim was simple. So all the Mefarshim answer, how does that answer ask? How does that answer our question? We ask the question, Ota Yira Milsa Zutrasahi, is fearing Hashem something insignificant? And the Gemara answers, by Moshe Rabbeinu it was not a big deal. So because by Moshe Rabbeinu it wasn't a big deal, what does that have to do with us? So the Maor V'Shemesh explains that it's not always easy to achieve Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. It's not always easy to achieve Yerushalayim. What is one of the ways of achieving Yerushalayim is by having Yira for Talmid Chachamim. If a person starts to appreciate and respect who Talmid Chachamim are, and he has that level of Yira, that will lead him to Yira Shamayim. So explains the Maor V'Shemesh. There are certain people that need that approach. They have to first come to year of a Talmud Chacham, and the year of the Talmud Chacham will lead them to have year of Shemayim. And the certain people that are on a Madrega that could come to year of Shemayim immediately without having to take a step first with year of Talmud Chachamim. Shimon Amsani was a great person. So he didn't understand, why do I have to have year of a Talmud Chacham to come year of Shemayim? I could achieve year of Shemayim on my own. But on the other hand, we know Rabbi Kiva was about Shuvah. And Rabbi Kiva did not necessarily start off on that Madrega. He needed the year of Talmid Chachamim to help him achieve year of Shemayim. Another pshat that I saw, that what caused Rabbi Kiva and Shimon Sani to have this fundamental difference of opinion, was that we know that Rabbi Kiva was a tremendous wealthy man. Rabbi Kiva was a person that had 24,000 Talmidim. So he didn't need to tell anybody to fear him. He had that tremendous respect already of the world. So Rabbi Kiva did not feel held back from saying, as Hashem Elokecha Tira L'Rabbis Talmid Chachamim. Nobody's going to think that he means himself, because he already was getting all the cover that there is to get. Shimon Amsani, however, did not have that circumstance. And therefore, Shimon Amsani was concerned that if he's going to say, as Hashem Elokecha Tira L'Rabbis Talmid Chachamim, people are going to say, you know why he's saying it? Because he wants people to fear him. And therefore, he felt saying something that could cause people to accuse him falsely, better not to say it. Better not to say it. I saw a verse from the Klaus Mager Rebbe. The Klaus Mager Rebbe says, the Gemara Masechta Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Tes Amud Beis teaches us, L'chor v'Yerushalayim El Ba'avoyim Shabizu Boi Talmid Chachamim. He says, they were doing terrible averus. But the Gemara doesn't say that those Arveirus were the Arveirus that caused the destruction of Yerushalayim. The Gemara says the destruction of Yerushalayim came because they didn't have the proper Derech Eretz and Yerushalayim and Talmid Chachamim. That, he says, was the beginning of all the other Tzoros that happened to Klal Yisrael. And he says, on the other hand, if somebody has the proper Yira and Kavod for Talmid Chachamim, he is zoichi, he says, to tremendous yat d'shmaya. Tremendous yat d'shmaya in all of his activities, his personal activities, his gashmi stig activities, his ruchni stig activities. Yira shemayim brings yat d'shmaya and brocha to the people who act that way.